Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. It's Deepak Shukla, and today I want to talk about conversation hacks. Basically, we all have it. You know, when you're in, at a networking event, you're out at a social gig and you've got a couple of people there that you don't know very well, or you're just, for whatever reason, meeting a stranger for the first time. And you want to basically keep the conversation going, but, you know, make sure that you come out with the other person really liking you and, you know, wanting to perhaps even do things for you. That sounds a little bit seedy now. Use it as you wish. So I just want to discuss some of the strategies that are involved with doing that, because I think we've all had moments where we felt, you know, kind of like terribly awkward, or there's a lull in the conversation and you're not really sure where to go with it. It's always, you know, a little bit tricky in those moments, and you kind of want to curl up in a ball, or you just think, oh wow. And I'm an extrovert. I do enjoy communication, but even me, I do have times and moments where I struggle hugely with making conversations, depending upon if I meet a particular type of person, or for whatever reason, you know, our general patterns of thinking don't resonate. So that's where conversation hacks come in. So the first thing, and we're going to be discussing five things, is what I'd say, let them talk. So you just need to find it, really. There'll always be a subject that a particular person that you meet will become very talkative about, and if you allow them the opportunity and the room to just, you know, talk, wax lyrical about something that's of interest to them, whether you're asking, so, you know, oh, so what do you do? What do you do for work? Oh, wow, that's really interesting. Do you, what's involved? Silence and just nodding, literally, I mean, just kind of the occasional head nod, the occasional head nod, accompanied by a kind of, you know, a grunt of affirmation, not by saying, there's a lot of these websites you'll see where they'll preach saying, you know, respond with a yes, oh wow, really, that's interesting, cool, they do work, and they can work well, definitely. The problem with them, however, is that they can also sound very disingenuous. It can sound a lot like you're just humoring someone, and it's very obvious that you're humoring someone, therefore making it quite rude. And that's never the intention that we want to convey. So silence, which allows the other person to take the lead, it allows them opportunity to open up into an area that's of interest to them, alongside the occasional head nod as well as grunt. It's what I call it, the grunt of affirmation. So what exactly do I mean by grunt? It's either, those little grunts or noises of affirmation I've been making, the grunts of affirmation, they're incredibly effective in not interrupting the other person, allowing the conversation to flow, and literally just letting them talk. And these two used in combination, the silence with the grunt of affirmation, can help keep someone talking for a fair old while. So I really, really do recommend using that as a strategy. The next part is basically remembering detail. So within the space of a 5-minute conversation, for example, or even, for example, take this podcast, I've got to the 4-minute mark now, and there's already, you know, a couple of things that have been said, like the head nod rather than the head nod. And it's always useful to remember detail. If there's something specific that somebody's mentioned, or there's a particular quirk that they have, or a way of saying something, you know, any of these things, whether it's mentioning their wife, you know, holiday destination, the name of their dog, to, you know, particular words that they pronounce in a funny kind of way, if there's affectations that they have, or a particular way of moving their hands, then if you can later make reference to it in quite a clever, insightful and value-adding way, then this is always, always well received. It just shows that you're actively listening, which is, you know, much harder skill than passive listening, which is a lot of the time basically you just switching off So remember detail. Remember the importance of listening to what they're saying and picking out the key kind of statistics, facts, or points of interest that you can go back later on and then use again. So the third thing I want to discuss in terms of conversation hacks, this is when you're, and it's especially prevalent at networking events, for example, or, well, even social environments, when you've just met someone, you were talking to them for several minutes, and then a third person enters the foray. You know that moment where, do you continue the conversation? Do you stop and say the hellos and start again? Who introduces who? How does it work? Do you go around in a circle? And what if, for example, the third person, of course, is someone that you know? So in that case, it is your responsibility to then make the introductions, unless your friend goes directly to the kind of person you're speaking to and introduces themselves without you kind of waiting. So a great hack that you can use here is to compliment the speaker. So if you're the listener and then third person enters the group, and whether you know the third person or not, a networking event invariably not, then the idea here is to do something along the lines of, hey Rich, or hey buddy, this guy I've just met, George, is telling us what he does for a living. It's pretty darn interesting. Listen in. Or what do you see what you think? Something as short and simple as that. Hey buddy, this is George. I've just met him. You've provided the, you know, you've underlined the fact that you remember his name. You've contextualized and said, I've just met him. And then you've complimented him upon what he was just talking about without really giving the game away. And you kept it short and relatively simple. So that conversation, hey buddy, this guy I've just met, George, was telling me this crazy story about what happened at his work yesterday. Leaving it just like that is sufficient enough to provide the grounds or the context for a positive introduction. And that's because you look good to the speaker, because you're remembering all of these points, and the speaker and the third person have a great point of connection now. So that's the third hack. The fourth hack I want to discuss is making introductions with a funny or complimentary story. So this could happen, for example, when your wingman comes over when you're dating, or it could happen when you're a pair going to a networking event and, you know, the other pair comes over. It can happen at social environments as well, like birthday parties, dinners, weddings, whatever it might be. So the key here is if you can make fun of yourself as well as compliment the person you're making an intro about or for, then these two in combination are just amazing tools to get somebody to like you and great hacks. So let's take the example of me introducing my friend Luke to a third party. I could say that, hey Luke, this is Martin. I've just met him. You know how terrible I am with basically driving. This guy has got record race times at a Ferrari racetrack. This is going to be the man that's going to teach me how to drive finally. Something like that, for example, you provide a point of interest, you provide the context, and you provide a funny story that is it's not self-aggrandizing, but basically you're making fun of yourself as well as introducing the other person. And these are qualities that are always, always well received. And finally, the fifth thing is very similar to the last two ultimately, which is when another person enters a group, use the opportunity to compliment the speaker, which is basically what we've done in the others. So if you're ever caught in conversation, out of things to say, or don't know how to progress it, then you can let them talk. You can make introductions with a funny or complimentary story. You can remember details. And of course, you know, compliment the speaker. With all of these together, I think that you can make your conversations a lot more productive and fruitful the next time you're at a networking event. And you ultimately want to get somebody to like you, because when people like you, they'll do things for you. Thanks, guys. This is Deepak Shukla from Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. See you soon.